I've got a question here from Bray, who says, why is it when you chew spearmint gum, you're left with that cold feeling in your mouth afterwards?
Okay, it's a chemical trick. It's a neurological trick that's being played on your nervous system by one of the chemicals which is in the gum, which is menthol, because menthol is one of the flavourants that gives spearmint its tangy taste and means that you do experience that mouth-freshening coolness when you breathe in. The way it works is that the nerve fibres that signal temperature in the mouth are in two categories. There's what are called warm fibres and cold fibres. The warm fibres increase their rate of firing to the nervous system, in other words, the number of action potentials they send along the nerve fibre, when they get warmer. Cold fibres do the opposite. So as things get cooler, they increase their firing rate. And they do this by having proteins, which are in the membranes of the cell, and they change shape with temperature. And this shape change makes the nerve cell leakier to excitatory ions that can move into the cell and make it rev up, or they change in the opposite direction and they turn down the activity of the cell. Now, with menthol, this binds to this ion channel on the surface of the cell. It's an ion channel called TRP, TRPM8. And when the menthol molecule goes on, it jams it open so that more of the excitatory sodium ions can go into the cell than normal. And this makes the nerve cell fire at a higher level of activity than it would do at the temperature it would normally fire at. So in other words, it thinks it's colder than it really is. So when you take a breath of cooler air into your mouth, this lowers the temperature in the mouth a little bit, but the nerve cell thinks the temperature has dropped a lot. So you have this very, very strong sensation that your mouth has got colder.
But it actually hasn't.
No, there's not actually any sort of chemical trick going on. It's not actually making your mouth really colder. It's just you're being fooled into thinking that your mouth is cooler and fresher. And we like that sensation, which is why that kind of mint is so popular.
Absolutely.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. Thank you very much for listening. I have to say thank you to a wonderful panel of people who helped us with this week's Science of Sound and Music. Thank you to Ian Cross, David Howard, also Daniel Levitin and Hugh Hunt, who helped us with this week's Kitchen Science. And, of course, our wonderful production team, Diana O'Carroll on Question of the Week, Mira Synthalingam, Tom Simkins, and also the wonderful Helen Scales. So thank you all very much. It's our Q&A show next week, when we'll be, of course, exploring the world of chemistry, the world of astronomy, and all of your science questions. So if you have a question for us, just send it in this week. chris@thenakedscientists.com. Have a great week. See you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.